Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
County commissioners send last-minute letter to city council members just before their special meeting to discuss public land board funding, as well as requests related to the upcoming Camperee event. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette City Council called a special meeting on Friday, May 19th at 11:30 a.m. in council chambers to discuss various agenda items, including the funding request for the fiscal year 2023-24 from the public land board and Camplex. Camplex requested 7 new positions, including a community engagement director, grounds technician, sales and events coordinator, and others. Just as the meeting was about to begin, the city attorney announced that they had just received correspondence from the Campbell County Commissioners, Chairwoman Colleen Faber, announcing their completed review of the 2023-24 funding amounts for the Joint Powers Land Board. The letter said, quote, commensurate with their contractual authority and power, they reject the proposed budget, but will fund the Joint Powers Land Board Camplex in the amount of $5,538,699. Administrative Director Denton Knapp told the city council they removed the percentages and decided on what they are willing to support. Knapp said the amount they arrived at is a 60-40 percentage split rather than what the current JPA outlines of an 80-20 percentage split. City Attorney Sean Brown said the agreement states that participating agencies, quote, shall provide funding, end quote, for Camplex operations at the 80-20 split. He said the word shall in this context could mean mandatory, so any funding that is not at the 80-20 split is a breach of the agreement. During discussion, Councilwoman Trish Simonson said she is concerned it would be setting a precedent by breaking the joint powers agreement. She felt the entities should stick to the agreement for the upcoming fiscal year and begin talks about renegotiating the current JPA. What both sides seem to agree on is that if Camplex doesn't get the funding for staff, there could be serious consequences for their operations. County Commissioner Kelly McCreary was also present at the meeting and said, quote, I thought the commissioners could have handled this a little better, and that if it were up to him, quote, I wouldn't let this stop us. The county would make up the difference, but noted it was up to the entire commission how to proceed. Ultimately, the city agreed to move forward with an 80-20 split on the grounds technician and community engagement director positions and a 60-40 split on the other 5 positions. The council also agreed to waive the water PIF and meter costs for the amphitheater irrigation system at Camplex Park and to amend the August 2022 amphitheater MOU. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.